Welcome to Energy Stew. This is Peter Roth, your host. And I'd like to ask you, are you a water bender? How much water do you bend? And how do you do that? Well, not all of us are expert water benders. As a matter of fact, more and more, hopefully, once they read the book of the author who we're interviewing for the show. And the book is Light Memory, An Alchemist's Guide to Waterbending. So we're speaking with Anahata Holly Hallowell. Anahata, welcome to Energy Stew.
No, it is such a pleasure. I adore you, Peter, and it's going to be an exciting, 20-something minutes. Let's get into it.
Good. So what I'm excited about is that water is bent through intention, right? It's like bending a spoon. And so much of your goal in life is to show people how we can inform water and even use the information in the water. So it's information goes into the water, bends it in that way, and then we use the water to assist us, right?
Yeah, absolutely, you nailed it.
Oh, thank you. Well, you nailed it because I read your book and that's why I know what I'm talking about.
Well, I mean, we were speaking right before the show and you said so profoundly that it's consciousness that collapses the wave into particle being from potential into physicality. And water is this beautiful bridge that can oscillate back and forth from the ether into the physical and back again. And because we are 99% water molecularly, we're built to do this. And I believe as science sort of wakes up and goes down this beautiful path of memory with water, we're going to find out some profound things that bridge science and spirituality. And it's a tremendously powerful way to manifest, because when you can work with water as part of the extension of your consciousness, boy, do things start falling into place. It's sort of like, as you know, 90% of us is subconscious. And so even if 10% of us is like, yes, I'm doing it, I'm all on board, there, we've still got 90% of us saying, well, I'm back over here doing things on default subconsciously. So really, again, when you can get your water working with you, man, suddenly you are this powerful co-creator versus allowing distractions and patterns and things that are just built into who you are to hold you back. So interesting stuff.
Yeah, no, I've been a water fan for years. I love my water. And I've always had a very big water glass container in my kitchen that I use to drink from. And I put all kinds of things in it and around it too. Codes, and you're a code expert, and also words, and then you can emote into it, and it becomes sacred. And so the whole idea is for us, I think the biggest thing is that we should all live sacredly with water. Mm-hmm. And know that
Amen.
It's a valuable tool. And we don't just drink water, we inform it so that it Right. knows what to do for us.
Well, and the other side to that is, so it knows what not to do for us, because it holds memory and emotion affects it, and it just goes on and carries that. I like to say, sort of tongue in cheek, that while our water is chemically pure, by the time it gets to us with all the abuse it endures, it has PTSD. It's like, oh my gosh. You know, we really, as you said, need to restructure it and sanctify right. it and bring it back online and treat it in a sacred way, because it is life. And, right. you know, we're drinking mainly dead water, even though it's chemically pure. it's emotionally, vibrationally really not good for us.
I pour all my water through a structured water unit. And so, you know, and then it holds the structure for a few days. And so, you know, and your book talks about structured water, the fourth phase of water, and how it is magical. What, because water has many properties that science hasn't even yet understood. And that's why recently the fourth phase of water was discovered, because there's so much to discover still about it.
Yeah, I think it's been overlooked by the scientific community, because at first glance, it feels so simple. You know, it's the most simple element. You're like, it's just water, H2O, nothing to it. But it's what's not seen and what it can do behind the scenes that we're sort of capturing here and there, that we're going, whoa, wait a minute. There was some study that they were showing how water not only holds information inside the droplet, but on the ether around it. So they're going, how can we apply this wisdom to computers? Because imagine if you could have a very small space and then around the space in the ether actually having information as well to pull from. I really think it's very mysterious, and yet we are going to make some waves in the next decade in our understanding. If we proceed down that route, I think we should. I think a lot of scientists are like, oh, no, you know, it's too, I don't know what, but I'm ready, because I've had some crazy memories about, you know, walking on water, about scanning energy and information into pomegranate seeds and then infusing that into water and having that water carry that dimension. And then, you know, you drink it. And when you drink it, it infuses, it communicates to the water in your body, and there's a chain reaction, and all of them, it's like a fractal. And suddenly you're vibrating that in totality, whereas nothing on the planet can do that, like the cohesion and unity of water and the ways that it naturally works. So it's a huge blessing. And I'm excited to be talking to you, because you get it. You've done that. You had your mother well. You didn't even know that's what it's called. And you've been doing it. And it's pretty impressive.
Well, I think what you were just saying is so important, that we have to be conscious. We have to be mindful of what we imbibe and empower it. And so when you know that you're just drinking water is this powerful instrument that even works with quantum properties that you're talking about, the ethers. And there's so much that still has to be discovered about the properties of water that contain and hold and use information. And so we're kind of beginners with it still, because who knows in 30 and 50 and 100 years from now how much more will be known about water.
Yeah, it's such a beautiful unfolding. I like to call it a remembrance, because I feel like when you come across information like this, we sort of come out of amnesia and we go, oh yeah, that's how it works. Because it doesn't seem like something you have to grasp. When you start understanding it, you're like, well, of course that's the way it works. And so it's more of like a remembrance than it is some advancement. And for that reason, you know, I'm really blessed to be on that bandwidth of memory to say, hey, remember guys, this is what we do.
But let's not separate water from ourselves, because we are water. And so what you're talking about is really remembering ourselves and what we are. Isn't, you know, we are just, our bodies are an information field, and a holographic information field at that. And so there's so much information that our body becomes, and we can influence that. So
yeah, it's so true. I love that. And actually, I recall, I think it might have been Deepak Chopra, I can't remember, who said that the root word of healing is a return to the memory of wholeness. And so if water is cohesion and we are 99% water, when we return to that memory of wholeness, we're embodying all of who we are, which is water, and it's a unifier. And again, like I said, it's the closest thing to the ether that we have in physical form. And thank God there's so many anomalies, because it basically contradicts a lot of Newtonian physics. And I think this is why scientists are like, no, thank you. Water is a little bit weird. And so it's right up my alley because I'm super strange, but I love spirituality and science. And I just, you know, I love thinking in unique ways and arranging, as you were just saying, I'm a number five in that card pulling thing. And it's just new, it's different, but it's ancient. And I'm excited for this to come to the forefront and also to inspire other people to go for it and take initiative with exploring facets that they're going to birth. I really want to be prophetic and say, I think in the next 20 years, water's going to take major leaps into the forefront of technology. And we're going to look back on these times and go, wow, you know, how did we live without this?
Well, also, I want to add to this, your codes, because what you were speaking about, like being a five, for instance, you were born, that's according to your birth date, you're the five of diamonds. And our birth date, I've been taught by my guides, is our spiritual address in the universe. And so all numbers, everything in life is math, really. It's just, you know, and math and form is information. And so what we're doing is we're understanding how everything is applicable to help us. And so you have a separate book about numbers and algorithms and what you call codes. And there are a number of code systems out there. I've been working with Grabovoi codes, algorithms, but I know a number of other systems that I've become acquainted with over the years that have their own codes, and they all work. Now, how come there are different systems of different codes and they all work? Wait a minute. Well, that's how complex the universe is.
It is. And it's also sort of like baking something. Right? We're pulling the codes are algorithms, certainly, but they're pulling based on your recipe. So there's many ways to bake a chocolate cake, you know. I've heard of other codes out there. None of them are described in the way that mine work. And so I have this whole unique flavor, you know, as to how.
Yeah, of course. That's why your codes are special, right?
Yeah. And so are theirs. Theirs yes. are totally unique and, you know, exactly. part of. Yeah, just lovely. And of course they all work. Yeah.
Right. And it's also about finding the right energy of the coding system that you feel most comfortable with. It's like finding a life partner, you know. Isn't everybody exactly. your life partner isn't everybody else's life partner.
Yeah.
So
oh, that's funny. Never thought of it that way.
Right. This is the uniqueness of fractals that, you know, when you put numbers together, it actually creates reality because everything is math. And so, but it's fractal math and it's very complex. So really we can only derive it through personal experience. Of it.
Well, and you hit the nail on the head, which is why I call them assisting frequencies. A lot of other mindsets, the way we've learned on Earth is you take something and it's sort of like a force upon you. Whereas my codes, everyone activates each assisting frequency differently because the assisting frequency isn't the code, it's the response to the energy and information that you specifically need. So right. If you were to install one code and Betty next to you installed the same code, you both would activate totally separate resonances based on your asking, based on what you need. And so in that way, you know, it's very different. There's no force. There's no, you know, it's a resonance remembrance based on this activation. When you come into contact with the energy and information that was the missing link that you needed, and you go, aha, on a conscious and subconscious and molecular level. It's fascinating.
Yeah. We don't have to understand it so much as our subconscious gets it. You know, our subconscious, we absorb these codes and we can think about them, but it's much too complex to make sense in our conscious mind. So it's our subconscious that and our subconscious connection to the universe, to the universal computer, that puts it all together for us. So we just need to trust that we're doing good for ourselves.
Yeah, in my book, I think I compare it to consciously understanding what parts of your body need the vitamin when you swallow it. Of course you don't know that. You just take it and your body does it. It goes, oh, I need that. I need that. I'm adjusting here, because our bodies are built for homeostasis and expansion. And that's just who we are. So it's going to, you know, there's going to be a reaction into homeostasis innately. And so thankfully we don't have to understand. I remember when I was growing my baby, I was like reading a book every day about what was being formed. And I'm like, thank God I don't have to do this. You know, it's just the spleen is being developed today. I'm like, whew, thank God I don't have to do that.
But we're living in an age where people have been taught that our bodies can work against us. And I don't believe that's true. I think we're designed for survival. And our brains are smarter than science. And so science tries to pick apart what the brain is doing. So you see, it's attacking, your brain is attacking you. You know, you have these immune diseases. And you know, it's like, no, your body's not attacking you. Your body is attacking something that science hasn't figured out yet. And so, you know, and our brains, not that they smartly know how to fix everything, because they don't, but they give us the chance by making things clear to us what we have to work on. And so this is an opportunity. Working with water is an opportunity to work with magic. I mean, you know, it's science, but it's science used magically, because it's so it's so esoteric, really. As we were just saying, we have no idea with all of the nuances that water can do for us. We just can have purpose.
Yeah, it's funny. You and I are of the same cloth or mindset or fractal. I don't know what's happening, but you keep definitely honing right in on the things that I've been coming across over my 45 years here on Earth and all the memories I have. But one thing you just said, it's so true. I call it practical magic, you know, because it is magical, but it's also practical. It's like there's this weird blend between mystery and science. And I just love that approach, because for far too long, we've given away our power to just other people that say this, instead of really going within and relying on our divine ability to do this beyond our own awareness and knowing. And we don't have to understand, you know,
but we understand
how the easiest way to. Yeah, yes.
But we can understand how to use the tool. Water is a tool.
Absolutely.
And it is. And we don't have to be the experts about it. We just have to learn from reading, you know, your book, Light Memory, An Alchemist's Guide to Waterbending, on holding intention. And then you also have practical ways of working with it, putting a crystal in your mouth and
yeah.
and creating yeah. intention with that and then putting that rocks. In the water.
Yeah.
And it's I love
yeah,
that.
And it fractalizes out. Yeah, you should try it. It's amazing. Yeah. You're gonna love it.
No, I'm excited.
Yeah, when you're ready.
Yeah. No, it's just more tools for me. And I love all the water tools I can get. And your yeah. book, you know, your book really is a good guide to making water an incredible resource for not only for us, but for others as well. Because for instance, I'm sure you have a mother well in your house that your family can use, right?
Oh yes, my pets, my plants, my daughter, and even the bay in my backyard. I moved to Southwest Florida so that I could be on a ley line, which directly connects to the Gulf Stream. And so anything I put in the water in my backyard, essentially within 7 days is raining down around the globe. And so I'm doing that whole as within, so without. I'm doing internal grid work, but I'm also mimicking that and putting that on Gaia. And profound things have happened that we don't really have time to go into. One real quick story was when Hurricane Irma came through, I was just waterbending and I said, okay, let's create a safe haven and a natural way for this to cause less damage. And no joke, on the replays of some satellite imagery for the weather, there was a heart shape right around my city where nothing was affected. And it was in a heart shape going across. And they're like, look at that heart. I'm like,
yeah, good work.
So you can actually communicate with the water vapor. You can. It's really incredible what it's willing to do for us as part of us. And I really enjoy working with it and exploring.
No, I love that. And I think really what we need to do is to have more belief, faith, trust in the process so we can use it as powerfully as you do. Because you know, you have the love of the work you're doing and the sense of how powerful it is. But I think that adds to the intention of making it work better.
It does. It absolutely does. Because your vibes don't lie. You get what you're vibrating. If you're holding it in your hand and you're going, I'm doing what she says, but boy, I don't believe any of this stuff. You're actually putting the energy of, I don't believe any of this, cancel it out. I mean, it's a real thing. So absolutely, you know.
And that's yeah, why we have to watch
part of it. That's what
our
you're
language. Yeah. No, this is
exactly,
wonderful.
Exactly, yeah.
Because this, you know, I hope our audience is very inspired to, for one thing, to get your book, Light Memory, An Alchemist's Guide to Waterbending, and to also, you know, check out your codes. So give me contact information about you.
Yeah, sure. So I actually have a pineal gland activation that's free at waterbendingrocks.com. Go there, scroll halfway down the page, and I'm teaching you a combination of, you know, water holds up everything in our body. So we won't get into it, but go there. There's a pineal gland activation because we forget when we're trying to like activate our pineal gland, we're going with the thing instead of the 99% of it, which is water. And so there's a very simple way to plump that up, to hydrate it for once, and to get that Wi-Fi with divine, and some really cool stories happening around the globe with that activation. You can also download my codes for free at anahatacodes.com. So those are the two sites. Come join me in the Assisting Frequencies group on Facebook. We do water parties all the time. And yeah, you can purchase my books on Amazon. It's just been such a pleasure to be with you and to have you as my dear friend, Peter.
Oh, good. No, I'm so happy. And but I want to clarify something, because you when you say we're 99% water, you're referring to more than science thinking that we're like 80% or 70% water.
Yeah, so I'll clarify. So 72% water, our brain is 95% water, But if you go in on a molecular level in the quantum space, then we are 99%.
Wow,
so great. It's, you know, it. Yeah, 72, 95, but overall it's crazy. It's wild. It's 99 molecularly.
Well, and I'm glad we could clarify that, because I want people to understand that they're really, this is, we're fully committed to water, whether we like it or not. So we better like it, because water can really benefit our lives and our spirits too. And
yeah, and it's almost like that fish that doesn't know it's swimming in water. It's like it's just part of him, and we're the opposite. We are water, and we don't ever think, we can't see it, but that's what we are, you know.
Right. So, you know, I love this. And we're actually breathing water all the time, because the humidity in the air is water. And there's yeah. humidity everywhere, even in the desert. There's, it's very small, but, and then you can even use a structured water unit and put it in your nostril and breathe through it. And you're structuring the water from mm-hmm. the air into your body.
So there's, oh, yeah. And I am actually starting to also get into programming your bath water, because we drink water, but I think 3 liters, if I'm not mistaken, of water is absorbed through the skin every day. And I'm sorry, but our water, you know, that's not. So I'm working on something. We're going there, and it's going to be amazing. And we can get that three liters of water on board too.
That's wonderful. So Anahata, and also Holly Hallowell is your full name. And
yeah,
I've enjoyed talking with you so much. And thanks for being the guest.
Oh, so much. Too. Let's do it again, Peter.
Good. Yeah.
I love you so much. Thanks, guys, for listening.
And this is Peter Roth, your host of Energy Stew at prn.live. We have a new URL. And I can be reached at peter@heartriver.org. I'd love to hear from you. And thanks so much for listening.